Rubio announces State Department reforms, slashing decades of bloating bureaucracy. By Hannah Knudsen on April 22, 2025. The State Department is slashing decades of bloated bureaucracy with the termination of dozens of agency offices and more, Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced Tuesday. Today is the day. Under POTUS leadership and at my direction, we are reversing decades of bloated bureaucracy at the State Department. These sweeping changes will empower our talented diplomats to put America and Americans first, Rubio said, formally releasing a statement. In its current form, the department is bloated, bureaucratic, and unable to perform its essential diplomatic mission in this new era of essential diplomatic competition. Rubio's formal statement reads in part, noting that the State Department's footprint has had unprecedented growth with soaring costs. All the while, the American people have seen less effective and efficient diplomacy. That is why today I am announcing a comprehensive reorganization plan that will bring the department into the 21st century. This approach will empower the department from the ground up, from the bureaus to the embassies, the statement continued. As Rubio added that region-specific functions will be consolidated to increase functionality, redundant offices will be removed, and non-statutory programs that are misaligned with America's core national interests will cease to exist. The Free Press explained the reforms will include the closure of 132 agency offices, bringing the number from 734 offices to 602. Further, secretaries at the State Department are expected to submit plans showcasing how they will reduce their own personnel by 15%. In other cases, some offices could either be renamed or absorbed by existing offices to streamline operations. One of the offices affected by those changes is the Undersecretary for Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights, also known as the J Office. Watch, exclusive Rubio interview, Peace in Ukraine. Standing up to China, Trump electrifies world. As the Free Press reported, the J Office, the documents show, is being overhauled and renamed as the Undersecretary for Foreign Assistance and Human Rights. There, officials plan to abolish its Office of Global Criminal Justice, which was formed in 1997 to advise on U.S. policy related to genocide, war crimes, and other grave human rights violations. Some functions of that criminal justice office will be absorbed by the State Department's Office of the Legal Advisor, according to the documents. The outlet also cited an anonymous U.S. official who said Rubio is working alongside the Department of Government Efficiencies, DOGE, Elon Musk on this effort. The State Department currently stands at number 15 out of 22 in terms of federal agencies generating taxpayer savings, according to DOGE's Agency Efficiency Leaderboard. The Department of Justice, as of this writing, stood in last place, while the Department of Health and Human Services stood in first place. Overall, DOGE reports an overall savings of $160 billion thus far.